G'day everyone, welcome back to The Swamp, season 5, episode number 5, Woody. I got it right this week.
What up, Max, pleasure to see you again and me as well.
Yeah, it's been, we're pretty scarce on hosts.
Yeah, the horse is still lame, but he's still playing hockey.
Yeah, interesting.
Mick, he must be just off doing a cashy somewhere.
He said he was at boxing tonight. I don't think he knows Tuesday
yes,
night's
that's
podcast
true.
Night.
He's, I think he might be trending for the winner of Jake Paul AJ.
He's a bit scary, Mick.
He might have to come up a weight class, but I think he'll be fine for that. But mix away. Horse is still lame, so it's me and you again, mate.
Yeah.
And I had the pleasure of meeting your missus the first time
at
Trivia Night and being introduced to her as co-host rather than just Woody.
Did I say that?
You said this is co-host.
Well, it's an easy way to describe you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, she came down on Saturday. It was great.
She did.
For about 3 minutes.
Fleeting visit. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, it was lovely. Good to see
you. We had Bella's. Bella's boyfriend.
Bella's boyfriend.
Little Charles' girlfriend. Bella was down there as well. Yeah, a bit of a wag club on. It's forming at Elstermit, which is great.
It's going. Be good to see. To see your miss. Oh. Anyway,
2026. I've said to a few. 2026 will be my year. Keep an eye out.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that, Woody. Let me introduce the guest this week. Long-time Elstermit Cricket Club player. Played with this bloke since I think it was under 12 F modified. So, big welcome to Hunter Griffin, mate.
Hey boys, so good to be here. obviously, you know I'm a big listener of the pod. It means a lot to be here.
Yeah, great, mate. Have you just out of interest? Woody's going to ask this later, but have you listened to much of the pod this season, or are you doing a bit of catching up this morning? Was it?
I listened to Hibbs' episode
when
this
was
morning.
That?
So, and I don't know. I've got a new superstition where I actually don't listen to the pod till after the round.
Okay.
Yeah, so like I didn't listen to the grand final pod with Knackers on it for the fours. I didn't listen to that one until after the fact, and then yours and Tom's I didn't listen to.
Jeez,
don't
break that curse.
So if we get anyone in the finals, we're going to lose a listener because Chris being too superstitious.
It's a new superstition.
Yeah, that's interesting, mate. Well, like I mentioned, we've played together since under 12. F modified.
What the hell is under 12 F modified?
Well, it's what you play in your first season of cricket. It's the sixth division of under 12s, and then the rules are modified.
You can't get out. You face two overs each.
Yeah.
And
if you make 20 runs, you get like a standing ovation. Yeah. I remember Jordan Gregory made a 20 once out of East Sandy, and everyone was like,
I'm just going to butt in very, very quickly, Max. Peacock's running his drought there, and we've got a drop counter, and the first one down is Raj Kumar.
Okay, great.
We've got one drop counter, so we'll keep an eye on that as we go.
I'm glad that drop counter wasn't happening last Thursday because there was about a million of them.
All the boys are out in the main oval fielding, and we're just keeping an eye on that for a drop counter. Nathan Tilley takes a nice safe one under there. But no, apologies, Griff. Back to you.
Yeah, Griff, back to how you got to the club, mate. So tell us about your junior's journey and how you got back.
Yeah, my junior's journey. So like you, Max, under 12 modified back in...
drop counter, Henry Bennett. No,
2010. Actually, before that, it was the Vic Crick boys at Elwood Primary. I think Will Smith was there.
I was there.
That was like a lot of fun.
Are you an Elwood Primary boy, like a real local?
No, I was Elstermit Primary.
Doesn't get much more local than that.
Yeah, Henry Bennett, the Bennett brothers, they were Elstie Primary as well.
Wow. Joe Lee was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, Joe Lee was there. So yeah, I guess it goes like all the way back to that. But then after that, we won a flag in under 14 Bs, as you know, Max.
Opened the bowling.
That was
then.
Fun. And then my senior's career, I guess it didn't get off on the right foot. I would say. I think one of my first trainings, I remember, and now captain got in a fight with another player, which involved
under 14s.
Yeah, it was a senior. One of my first seniors trainings. There was a fight. Wow. I think it resulted in a 4-game suspension. But I think they've worked it out now. But that was a bit intimidating. I think as well. The fielding drills, I remember having to back up Macca as well in the seniors' fielding drills, which was, as like a 16-year-old, that was like a lot of fun. So, Fours Glory days. We had a lot of fun back in like, 2016.
Yeah.
I just played here and there, but it was always a lot of fun.
Yeah, good stuff. Because you obviously played at school as well.
Yeah.
Wesley College?
Yeah.
How many first 11?
Are you a Wesleyan as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
We got Benji Copeland back in the stables here at Eels, so That's a big in. Him and Max used to be the Bash Brothers at high school. So
you're the only can one see, that
I'm lining up the Malvern T20 for Max and Benji to open the batting as the Bash
Benji's
Brothers.
Benji's going to come back in, is he? Straight to the threes after his 50 knot in the
Griff,
five.
I want to ask you a quick question. I've heard, and I'm sure we all have, about Nethercott's schoolboy prodigy days. Mm. Are you able to verify any of these stories, or is it all just absolute nonsense?
Well, I remember once coach coming up to me one time, and he goes, because I was the twos captain, he goes, oh, you know, what do you think of this Max Nethercott bloke? He looks like he's got a bit about him.
Is this Chewy?
So I think, no, wrong Craig.
Okay.
So I think, you know, they always liked Max's bash and crash style,
yep.
What he could bring. It was like a Baseball Wesley sort of...
Yeah, nothing's changed, man.
So, but Max was a very good player in high school. He's good when it's flat and not doing much.
On the APS.
They used to call the Wesley Ground, because of St Kilda Road, they called it the Road.
Yeah.
So
it was a good deck.
Yeah, it was a pretty good deck for bats.
Did you get any out there? Must have got a few.
Not out there, no. I got one at Kerry once.
More of a Stuart Ogle kind of operator.
Stuart Ogle. No, I got one at Kerry once, and I think that was my top score. I think, I got a 50, and then I got a bunch of 25s, and that was it. I could never concentrate past, 10 overs, to be honest. Like most batsmen, I always
good
just
skipper.
Drifted off and thought I needed to hit out.
Could you ever reach the lofty heights of an APS 60? I mean, it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, you've changed your batting style now, mate. I'd argue that you're pretty much the opposite of that.
Well, I want to interject that with... and I don't want to throw you under the bus, Griff, if you are our guest, but you have just had one of the worst nets I've ever seen. Smithy.
That's good to know.
Smithy nicks you off, I think, three times. I reckon I pinned you on the pad twice, and Bates was just running those left-hand dog slingers across you. And it must have said you can do 20 balls to maybe hit one that wasn't on the outside
edge.
One
thing this season, which I've been missing a lot, I will put a shout-out to anyone in the general public. I did. Either County Iron last season.
The Iron, where's that gone?
Yeah, and I lost it last season. one of the Tuesdays, and I just haven't been the same since. So I've thought about going to Greg Chappell and getting a new iron. They're about $150 these days.
Are they really?
I don't know. I might ask Cam if he can get a new one for the kit.
Yeah, I think he'd probably do it, mate.
Cam, have we got room in the budget for an iron just so Griff can get himself ready for next?
Griff can make his 30s again. Get that going. No, and you also, I find it weird, but in throwdowns, you're one of the only blokes I know that like it bounced on the...
on the grass.
On the bounce on the grass.
Yeah.
Well, my theory is, I feel like when you're having full tosses in throwdowns, you're just... It's too easy, and you're not really getting your iron. So I feel like if you're throwing it in... There's actually deviation stuff.
Do you not think it's more of a technical thing and just make sure your hands are coming through the ball nice and straight?
It's an eye thing.
You actually
want to
watch the ball react off the sand.
I think everyone, I'm not sure I meet people the same, but I feel like when you have too good a net or too good of throwdowns, it's like you never make runs.
So on that logic, you're going to go and get 200 this weekend.
I feel like if you have a terrible net and you're really challenged, you bat better on the weekend.
Well, that explains.
You're watching the ball harder.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's good.
That's interesting logic. A very interesting logic, Griff. I can't say that I get too confident pre-game when I see you're getting throwdowns and one in every six are getting hit.
I always remember Fours Grand Final.
Oh, yeah.
Had a good day then, but I just remember before that I was getting, told in the warm-up, my backlift didn't look right, my feet weren't moving right. Sandy was just telling give me a few batting tips that day, which was nice before the grand final. So,
yeah, great. Well, talk to us about because obviously you didn't play at Elswick for a few years.
Yeah.
How did you get back into it, and how has it led you to? Am I correct in saying
today?
Undefeated in since you've come back?
Yeah. So I played a little bit 2018, I think it was, and then 2019, 20. After COVID, I just didn't play at all because of uni and
busy guy,
things like that.
It is tough being Mr. Worldwide.
Didn't have time for it. I came back because I was to be honest, I was pretty bored. And after I finished uni, even me and my mate Miller, Max, we'd go down to the nets every Friday because at the time I was unemployed and waiting for my grad job to start. And I just remember being at the nets, and there'll be a couple guys there, and I'd be like, you know, what if you could do this like once a week or twice a week with like a bunch of guys and mates and like go to the nets? How fun would that be? And then I realised like that's what a cricket club is, and like that's what guys do every Saturday. So maybe I should go to the nets. And so yeah, I started going to the nets. There was a couple of times where I just like didn't even play. I was a train only operator there for a couple of years. And I think for like a month, I was just like kept rocking up to training, not getting games. And
did you tell anyone you were
eventually? Eventually, like I sent Andrew a message, being like, "Hey, mate, like I've come the last 4 weeks. Any chance I can get a game in the fours, maybe?" And he said, "Yeah, someone's pulled out late." So
I've been netting 3 times a week the last 6 months, Andrew. I think I'm ready now.
So yeah, like I got a game there, and luckily we're playing Rabin at E Guns, so it's like pretty hard not to make runs against them.
Shit.
So I stayed in the team and, yeah, played the last few games of the year and got the flag with the fours.
I was about to say, is this the year that led you to fourth-level premiership
success? I played the last 3 games of the year and qualified for finals, which was pretty good.
Who did you cost a spot, do you reckon? Looking back now.
I think a few of them aren't at the club anymore.
Yeah,
so
we can squash them then. Yeah, go on and do it.
No, we're not doing that.
If they're not at the club anymore, mate, they're not listening
not
to this.
We're not doing that.
Few runs in the grand final.
Yeah, it was a good day out. Yeah. I was dropped on one. Then I absolutely creamed a pull shot to square leg and hit him on the chest and bounced off. So. it was good. I love playing the Roosters. So.
Yeah, the Roosters.
Yeah, we're playing the Roosters next week. So just letting you know, Max.
Is that Melbourne?
Yeah, the Roosters.
What happened did you make in the final?
82.
Oh, just quietly.
I threw it away.
Were you player at the final?
No. The Melbourne players made 120, I think it was.
Well, didn't count, did it?
Almost had a heart attack in the process. The Melbourne president, good man, Matty Elliott.
Shout out
Matty Elliott. He said to me after the game, like, you know, I'd do anything to trade it for a premiership medal. I played 6 grand finals and lost all of them. So I was like,
wow.
Gee, that's a broken man.
And you played the last 3 games of the season and just rolled in one flag.
You're like the Elston Week Jack Graham, just rolled in, played the last 4 games of the year, copped a flag. Jack Graham?
What, the guy that played for Richmond?
Yeah.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he played the last 5 games of the year. Jack Graham, 2017, shut down Roy Sloane in the grand final.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's ball knowledge, Woody.
That is good ball knowledge. Yeah. Interesting ball knowledge. It's good. What about last year, mate? Played in the fours and mostly in the threes.
Yeah, a little bit of... Started out in the fours, which I was a bit dirty about because, you know, thought best on ground in the final. I was feeling pretty good and, didn't get picked then... Got my opportunity and really took it with both hands.
Well, Griff, we only got the one game together last year, my first game in the threes, but my abiding memory was that T20 out of Noble Park.
Mm. Good game, that.
Yeah, my abiding memory, I think, for Max and I and Tom Ashworth especially, we were sitting behind you after you got out, brand new to the club, and you just started vaping in our faces. Like, the wind was just blowing it right in our face, and we're like, who is this guy? He's come out giving a captain's talk, and now he's, you know...
Yeah, I know.
Skipper's talk.
I know. Found my place a little bit since then. But maybe on a similar note, actually, you were stationed at a deeper wicket for... 16 of the 20 overs.
Smoking
doobies behind me. We kept having to check in with you, seeing if you weren't copping onto it.
Griff was high.
Secondhand smoke.
He kept drifting in the field. I said to Matt, "Drift, he's high." Is he just...
Yeah, that was a funny... That's when you get out at Noble Park. That was a funny interaction. Yeah,
good game, that. But yeah, tell us about final series and... Mm-hmm. In the granny in the end?
Threes last year, yeah. I also like having the new captains as well, Max and Tom, new threes captains, really, you know, breathed life into the threes.
A struggling team.
We had a lot of fun. I think, we haven't lost a game in 17.
19.
19.
Well, if you count the game we just won.
19 games. 19 games.
Could
so,
be that
you know, it's always fun when you don't lose and you're, you know, most of the time it was just watching Berg make 80 off about 40 and doing
going
nothing.
Home at 3
yeah,
o'clock.
Going home at 3 o'clock.
Jeez, where's that
but,
gone?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, the final series, the semi. We made 320. Which is, you know.
Did we get 320 in that game?
Yeah, that's when it was meant to absolutely pour the next day. So they fielded for 80 overs. Yeah, that's when I made 99.
Oh, that was the semi. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the granny.
No, what did we make?
The granny,
granny
we made 280. Yeah. I didn't do anything in the granny.
Did you get a bat in the granny? I can't remember. I got
a bat at. Kept getting pushed down the order. Just left hand, right hand stuff.
Had to get you.
V and Proc.
Just, yeah.
Send the big hitters in.
Yeah. Sorry, Griff. Got another low, mate. So you'll be right.
That's all right. That was good fun.
A dual Premiership hero on the podcast. That's great.
How many games in a row is it that you've been undefeated?
I think it's the same as the threes. Yeah, I think it's like 19. I've like tried doing the maths, but yeah. I came back in February 2024. And yeah, haven't lost since.
Jeez, must be nice.
Oh, we've got another drop watch out there. I think that was young Mitch.
Well, I'm watching this chill over here, and I don't think one person's taken it cleanly. And Ollie Round has started the trend. Well done, Ollie.
Oh.
But yeah, let's get into the best segment on the show.
Yeah.
The important stuff.
You're real 11.
Yeah.
You've been around for a while, so I'm kind of keen to
see. Yeah. He did caveat this with I didn't want to make it too niche because I don't want to feel like people were left out. But I think that's probably what we want, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want nicheness.
Wow. So, I've already made it.
Do a few honourable mentions, mate.
I've got some honourable mentions. I've already done it. So this one, I initially came up with the idea of like vibes guys, but because I think my role in the team is bring the speaker out and playing some Kelly Holiday in Great Southern Land, which Max loves.
Kelly Holiday, how's that go?
And we would dance. So the number one, this guy, he was under 16s A's coach. Lachlan Baker.
Oh, really?
But just what I love about him is his training intensity. Yeah. He's definitely toned it back now, but back in the day it was always sledging bowlers. Teammates, and just big loud yes and no calls in the nets, which is, you know.
And fighting.
That's what. Second one, Will Smith.
Yes.
From juniors days, such a great guy. Always great in first slip when I was a keeper back in the day, just like talk so much smack. LJ, another juniors coach.
You play with LJ?
B's. I didn't play. He's a coach.
He coached you under 14 B's while at
Premiership. He did. Premiership coach.
Under 14 modified.
Yeah. Great coach. Never played with him, but he was pretty good.
Dream's not over.
Cam. Never played together, but same. But this one, like back in the day, 2009, and it's so good there.
2009?
I saw them bringing them back. We used to have these like coaching camps. Do you remember? Like school
Nigel
holidays?
Yeah.
Nigel Cousins cricket camp. I just remember Cam like on the ball machine always. And like he was always just like so good with us. Even when I came down to seniors training, back when I was like 16 or 15, he really backed in my leggies, which never really went anywhere. He said, come bowl the ones net with me, mate. And I'll just give him like full tosses and he'd just like block it straight back to me, which was back in the day when we had those open-air nets.
Jason used to put a few loopy
ones. Those open-air nets, people just used to, you know, put on the other side of the ground or over the fence. So, yeah, it was pretty nice of him.
Nice.
Luke Draffin, that's a niche one.
That was
under 16's days. I'm not sure if you know him, but
I remember the name.
Yeah, he was a really funny guy.
Luke Trafford, remember the name.
Luke Draffin.
Sorry.
Him and I used to give Bakes a lot of headaches as juniors, and Zach as well. Zach probably remember. Also known for his like cameos in the Elliot Loney videos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was always big back in the day.
What the hell's an Elliot Loney video? You should talk about a different angle.
We'll show you afterwards.
We'll show you.
Okay,
after.
Fine.
I think what am I up to? Number six now, Max Nethercott.
Yeah.
Max. Below Luke Draffin.
Nethercott makes a team.
Yeah, we played Hatch or Craig together, juniors together, Wesley together. Always, you know, does his baseball approach, which doesn't always come off, but
I don't like batting with Griff because he always tries to tell me to calm down.
But yeah, we've had some good partnerships.
Do you reckon one day Nethercott will burst out of your shadow and flourish into a good cricketer, or is he always going to be just behind you?
Well, Griff got invited on the Wesley College England trip and I didn't, so
Next, I got my fours premiership skipper Deck.
Yeah.
Nice, we had a great partnership out there in the
Deck should make more teams, I reckon.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
People forget he's here because he doesn't come training.
That's true. Yeah.
Incredible bat. Could be playing twos probably.
Yeah,
he's
got a big ton last year, didn't he? As well,
great fella.
Yeah, he's always just making runs. Raj.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Raj, just all around great
just
bloke.
Just great guy.
Everyone talks about the hair, but you know,
it's pretty good.
He's more than the hair, isn't he?
He's more than the hair. He's a really nice guy. works really hard. And he's also got a bit of dog in him. I'm not sure if you've seen on the field, Max, but yeah, he does He does get a bit feisty time to time and fired up. And no one really sees it.
No,
but
I haven't
seen
that.
Yeah, he has got that little bit of dogging, which is nice. Mate. Yeah, a bit of competitive edge.
He's just taking a nice simple catch.
He's doing the extras.
He's doing the extras. Yeah, he's doing the extras.
I just know I've not seen Raj with a bit of dogging him yet. Maybe I'll try and poke the bear on the weekend.
You poke the bear, yeah. Okay. I've got Hurdy next.
Hurdy, yeah, okay.
I think I'm up to number 9 now. Yeah, so Raj in at 8. Hurdy.
Luke Draffin.
So Hurdy, yeah, Hurdy just love his, I guess, like big guy energy. Always takes poles at the start of the innings.
Hoops the new ball, Hurdy, didn't he?
Yeah, great bowler, solid. Very intimidating for the under 14s. We usually play in the fours.
Even chief.
Yeah, usually pretty intimidating. Yeah, but Hurdy always takes poles. Great guy. Number 10, Tom Ashman.
Yeah.
Yeah, since under 12 modified days. Elsie Primary cricket days.
Is he another Elsie Primary
boy?
Yeah,
Elsie
Primary.
Wow, you
get a decent 11 out of those boys.
And yeah, just, you know, great guy. He's become more, I think they call it Unk. They call it Unk now. Yeah, he's got a bit of Unk energy about him now.
Yeah, okay.
This is a new wave, isn't it? This Unk thing, yeah.
He's just grown up a bit and, you know, he's got a bit of, you know, sort of like Alan Border.
Yeah.
Style, a bit of edge about him, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
Ashman, a.k.a. Alan Border. That's not something I thought I'd hear on the podcast.
This one purely, I think, because of his, like, circuit energy after the threes granny last year. The King, Sean Kingston. Everyone loves King. I think, you know, he was really keen to sort of party on last year, and there was a few guys like Max who... just Irish eggs at midnight, which is a bit disappointing, but I think King was there having a shout about 4 a.m. kicking on. He took the day off work the next day, so
whatever he does,
he makes it. And you know, so I've got in there as well Kat as the coach.
Nice.
He's always great with me in the fielding drills.
Yeah,
I remember when I came back in like 2019 or whatever, he was like, oh, you know, this guy can really field, like, he really backed me into something. I remember coming back, you know, before I even played a game in the fours in 2024, he was like, you know, he always gets very deep and meaningful about your goals and what you're here for and all that. Yeah. So I always appreciate that, and I think he always backs me, so.
I haven't played as much cricket with Johnny Kingston as I would like, but I think he's probably one of the guys you'd want to win a flag with the most just because of the afters.
Yeah.
Like, take away your mates and stuff, or your close mates.
It's pretty funny, waking up in the morning, Sean Kingston sent the video at 4 a.m. just trying to shut the door. How do you want this thing?
I think he used to play like grey cricket in Perth, right? So he grew up on that sort of thing, you know? It's a bit of a different era now,
it's great to have. It's a good 11. Yeah. New names, some new faces. That's good.
I didn't think I'd ever hear Luke Drafford's name again, to be honest. So that was a real good one. Batting at 5 is, wow. No, that's good grief.
Well, Maxie, should we probably have a little look into the state of play for this weekend? It's a complicated weekend, given more weather. But should we run back over the previous weekend's fixtures? And I'm going to try and remember...
Let's do brief ones, because we're already at
23, odd. Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to try and remember who and what. So the ones played here against Q at over 1. I can't remember the exact scores, but they just rock and rolled them and then already won the game, had a bit of a declaration, tried to stick them back in and see what happened. Enwood, little 5-over spell of sub-fielding, which was nice.
Really?
Yeah. Faz got whacked on the thumb. And
I
hadn't had a beer at that stage, so that might be my first and only time playing first grade cricket, but that was fun. Twos went over to Q, bowled him out for 170, and then turned up on the second day and it pissed all over a length. So we did not get on, unfortunately. So that was deemed a draw.
Mm.
Threes
rip a game out at Baysie on the Sunday.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Griff. Got a quick 10 seconds synopsis.
I think they were a few players short, to be honest. And they didn't really... I think you said they're the most or less side. So hopefully that doesn't get printed on the Bayswater Times or whatever when they come back for the return trip.
The or less side. Wow. Yeah, but I think we made 150 and bowled them out for 30.
Yeah, 37.
Jesus.
Have you got the fours?
Similar story in the fours, yeah. Bowled out Bayswater for 109. Jimmy Collins, 3-for. Steve Jackson, captain, 2-for. Mm. And then we racked up 181. Brian Hammer, 35. Sochi, 32. Some lower order hitting from Harry Dasniaika, 43, Gilly Joshi, 29, and then we rolled through them for absolute spit, 42 all out. Herdman 1, O'Keefe 2, Collins 1, and Maxi Flavel with 3.
Yeah, nice.
So that's a big, big win for the fours.
And then the fifths, unfortunately, didn't get a win in either of them.
No.
Neither the women's. So, good little summer.
So, we'll move on. And then this weekend, so, bit of a funny one as well. Ones were away at Preston, didn't get on at all, so that now becomes a one-dayer over at Preston on Saturday. Same script with the twos. A little bit embarrassing that the twos didn't bowl a ball and that the threes got a whole day of cricket in.
Yeah.
Only, 200 metres over the fence. So
on the second ground.
On the second ground. So, yeah, twos will be back at home against Preston in a one-dayer on Saturday. Threes, Maxi?
Yeah. Bit of an interesting day, wasn't it, Griff?
Yeah.
That kind of rolled through
us. It was
us.
A funny day, yeah. Wasn't it?
But, yeah, they bowled quite well, I thought. Maddie and Soch did all right at the top, and then
nearly one of the all-time barbecues between those two.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, I still don't know who was at fault there, to be honest, but I don't really care anymore. Maybe. To be honest, I've heard too much about it. But yeah, they did all right, and then yeah, wickets kind of fell everywhere. I think Matt made 30, and Sud made 20 odd not out.
Little Child 31, Nethercott 13,
great Soch, 13 as well.
Soch 18, and then Sud high and dry on 23.
I think the number 11 might have played a bad shot on left stranded.
Who was that, Griff?
No, that was the cat. And I showed it to the cat at tea, and I said, mate, you're going to win us the game. And to be fair, the cat won us the game, 4 for 12 off 9.
Yeah,
he
fired up. There was a few big
cat
celebrations. The chainsaw came out, which everyone always loves. It gets the boys fired up.
Yeah, but yeah, we rolled through them for 80, and we've already won on day one, which is good fun.
Pretty impressive figures there, skipper, though. 14 overs, 4 maidens, 7 for 33.
He bowled well.
Made light work of that middle order. But
first slip, I think, got 6 catches, off the spinners. So, that wasn't a bad effort.
Boys not sure which way it was turning. But,
let's try not to hit it to him this week, I reckon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, looking forward to having a hit again.
And 82, you're right, 82 all out. Venkat 4 for Ashman 2, O'Keefe 2, and Bash with the 1. So, they're trailing by 30, so you're going to try and get 150 something, chuck them back in and bowl them out twice.
Oh, we'll see. I reckon we could just battle day, I reckon, Woody. 13 points clear at the top.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe don't count your lucky chickens too far.
No, that's right. But yeah, fours are out at Croydon. Didn't get on either, so they'll have a one day.
Shout out, I think, to Jacko.
Jacko, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's you give him a shout out, Griff.
Yeah, well, Jacko was up at the Gabba Thursday, Friday.
He was, as was Phillips' little child. Phillips, Davies, and, G Phillips Tom as well, Cooper. And Tommy Cooper. Yeah,
and Jacko came back for Saturday for cricket. Or he might have, I don't know, might have been a cheaper flight on the Saturday morning, so that's why he came back. But I think he went to Croydon and, it was called off, so.
Pretty stiff, Jacko.
That is stiff.
I think there's a couple of bars in the fifth, so don't have it right in front of me. But do you want to do a bit of a plug for Christmas Party, Woody?
We had trivia night as well.
Yeah, which trivia night was good fun.
It was good fun. Yep. Sadly, there was no microphone available, so I was screaming and shouting all evening. But that was good. That was good fun. You're at the win, Maxi, I think.
I think I answered one question the whole night.
Yeah.
Not too good at my 60s.
What's your 60s knowledge like, Griff? I can pull up a question for you if you want.
It's all right, actually.
You should come, Griff.
Pull up a question.
Griff, I'm a bit busy that
running
night.
Running out of time.
Okay. Christmas Party is well underway. Actually, just one thing that's quite funny about the falls before we move on to that. Jared Hunt, new recruit, one of the Halsey boys who's now moved over to Melbourne with his missus. Hopefully he's found himself a job today as well. We play a lot of cricket in London in an area called Croydon.
Mm.
Now, Croydon is just... it's just not somewhere you want to be in London. And Hunty, I think, had flown all the way across the world, started setting up a new life in Melbourne, and moved to Aston Wick, and his first away trip with the fourth row was out of Croydon. So he was a little bit flat. Luckily, he went there, didn't see a ball bowled, and then came back. So I think he was pleased. But that just made me laugh.
Good drive with Jimmy Collins, I heard. Might have driven the wrong way on the way home.
That's an interesting car.
Yeah.
But that was funny. And then, trivia night will be Saturday the... Christmas party will be Saturday the 20th.
Yep.
After the T20s. There'll be a few things coming out. We're looking at getting some food in, looking at getting some games going on, all that sort of stuff. And it'll be... That'll be good fun. There'll be a lot of palms kicking around from people that are coming over to watch the cricket and or not watch the cricket, as it turns out. And then we are going to try and fix in that Eels Ashes T20 at some point. I think that may be an after Christmas thing.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, that'll be good fun. And then not
Griff,
on the weekend.
Griff put his hand up for that one. Got
I've got my audition against the Roosters. Yeah. So I've been practicing the reverse lap in the nets a bit, so I'm hoping I can whip that out.
Right. You've got to talk to Little Child about selection for that. Who's in charge of the Aussies?
Make some runs this week, Griff, and we'll see what happens. Anyway.
And I've got How Good.
Yeah, Griffy, that one.
Yeah. I already said the Jacko one. Yeah. That was pretty special, coming back from the Gabba as well. Missing the Saturday for the Aussies as well, which was a pretty good day.
Yeah.
How good. I thought Soch in the threes, his machine ball sledge and chat was all around a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Might have found his hand, Sochi.
What else have I got? Oh, yeah, I thought it was great that all the other grades got cancelled and just threes were playing. So, man, I think we had like 50 at the threes. So it was like, it was a good atmosphere, like a lot of fun.
All the ones boys got down. Yeah, all the ones boys Trips, got Faz, down. Elge.
Yeah, really that was pretty good. And I think as well, having the Chief back in the threes, that was pretty good.
Chief bowling wheels. Yeah. You barely see the ball.
It was pretty good. It was dark and gloomy, wasn't it? I probably should have kept my How Good for Hunty's trip out to Croydon, but never mind. My How Good is going to be that probably the next time we record a podcast, I would assume, Max, it'll be 2-2 in the Ashes. England are going to go to Adelaide and win. Okay. That'll be my How Good.
Okay. All right, champion.
And then we'll touch base. All
right, champion.
We'll touch base. Fighting talk. Might put this in a little blurb for the pod.
Yeah.
Woody and Hunter clash over Ashes.
Bowl faster, champ, I would say.
We'll touch base again post-Sydney when we've done the lot.
Woody doesn't like talking about Smithy, mate.
No.
Anyway, no. I don't have a How Good, so let's wrap it up there. It was a great episode.
What about a shout-out?
Shout-out for who?
Shout-out for me.
Oh, for what?
Shout-out my mum, Dad.
Oh, okay. It's Craig. What's your mum's name? Tina.
Yeah, Craig and Tina. Shout-out my friends listening.
Miller will listen.
Yeah, Miller. Shout-out Miller. He's got his party this weekend, Max. So yeah, I'm hoping we can finish up early and
we'll see.
Head there, hey?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But good on you, Griff.
Big Bash season starting soon as well, so that'll be... I think Timmy's looking forward to that. Tim Fenny,
yeah.
He works at the Stars. So.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He'll be looking forward to doing some work. Well, I'm going to try and wrap it up for the third time.
Yes.
So thanks, Griff, for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Great guest. Woody, thanks again, mate. And hopefully next time we get a couple of other hosts so you can start listening to our voice.
That'd be good. Go Eels.
Thanks, guys.
Go Eels.
Good to press stop, Griff.
Well done, Griff.